Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
Yeah, good old times, I promise you. Sexy Love.
Sexy Love. Neo. Remember that one colored guy? In your case, yeah. 55. Colored guys, right? Yeah. That all had the city golf medi system. And would pull up to events.
Yeah.
We don't go inside. We just chill outside here because the boot is most open.
And the boot is open.
Do you know what I mean?
Ah.
I miss those.
And you know, one day we must call this behavior out.
Why?
It's not correct behavior.
Yeah.
These things where our colored friends go inside the club. That's Angela Boitekan.
Yeah. Better outside. No. And you know what? We used to do that a lot at Remix, right? Back in the day.
Yeah.
And yeah, we just thought we even had the colored accent. It's a killer.
Yeah, was any dangambra.
Identity crisis.
9:17. Yeah. That's your time. Thank you so much for choosing us. Neo Sexy Love taking us back, reminiscing about it. Nicki Minaj and Rihanna with Fly, and we had Zimbabwe's finest Kemi Griffiths on your radio. So the DSTV Content Creator Awards took place without any NSK drama.
He said it himself. Yes, they did.
Oh my goodness. Took place this past weekend. And you know, Shaquan, I've said this even before the drama. I've said this a million times. I've written about it. I've been involved with awards before. I love the idea of awards. I love the drama that comes
that
with
comes
it.
With it.
I
love
the debates. I love the fights. I love the who should have won, who shouldn't have won.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, but this person had a better year. I love those banter. I love it.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling the DSTV Content Creator Awards evoked emotions as well.
No, absolutely. Because I think also at the end of the day, with being nominated, you're nominated for a reason.
Yes.
Right? And I think also understanding that I'm nominated because I've put in the work, and you see and recognize the work, you know? So after the fact, you might not be mad or angry. I don't want to say mad or angry, but you'll definitely be like, okay.
Okay. Well, you know,
do you know what I mean?
Come on, you're human.
You're human. You will
don't suppress the feelings. It's not nice to lose,
right? So, yeah, no, but the DSTV Namibia Content Creator Awards 2024 took place on Saturday. That was at the NTN. And I think for me, it was just refreshing to see the stage come alive like that. I haven't seen NTN come alive like that in quite a while, actually. That part, I would have to commend them on. And I think also the one thing that I'd have to commend the team on, partner, is the fact that it was telling from the beginning that this awards were very well organized.
Shout out to the team
for that. Okay, so they were hosted by Hancho Kapofi.
Away.
And then obviously the beautiful Aina Raiza Kweyo. Okay. So they looked stunning on stage. I'll definitely give it up for them. And Aina was like, I need 55 outfits. Why must I have one? Why just one? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, but she really looks stunning on stage. I'd have to give it up for her. Partner, what were some of your favorite categories that stood out for you?
Okay, so what stood out for me, where I feel the drama is, right? I feel the drama is, and I spoke about this also on Friday, by the way, in your absence, Shaquan.
Okay.
I feel the drama as a result of this win is, I'll start with the Dance Content Creator Award.
That one went to Blink.
It went to Blink.
Yes.
Now, in my analysis, I think Blink was nominated for two. And I was sitting there and I was thinking, okay, Blink is going up against the Last of Hond.
I think she had three or four, man.
No?
She had, but anyway,
okay. And she's going up against the Last of Hond. So in my analysis, I was thinking, if Blink is smart, how about she focus on four categories.
She had four nominations,
but even the other categories, I think they were way beyond her, dude. Like the people that she was competing against there.
Best influencer campaign, I see she was also an influencer of the year.
Yeah.
Blink was also nominated for Ahman, my internet, best emerging content creator, yeah. And then obviously dance.
Yeah. Mm. So I'm thinking, okay, in my analysis now, yeah. Right? If I was maybe like her advisor or whatever, mm-hmm. I was gonna tell Blink, listen, those other categories, it's a flop story, Miguel.
Mm-mm.
But this one by emerging, let's go for emerging.
Mm.
Let's gun for emerging. Let's tell our people vote for emerging. Because, I mean, for dance creator, content creator, my goodness, you've got Vincent De Last or Honda. So you mentioned the influence campaign, best campaign for her. There's some crazy names. There's the girl with Coca-Cola. There's Timmy.
Marvelous.
The actual winner, no?
Yeah, the actual winner.
There's Timmy with Flying Namibia.
Yeeza had real good names.
Real good.
Yeah, that was a good campaign as well.
My goodness. You know what I mean? And an influencer of the year, girl, don't worry, this next time, focus on emerging.
Mm.
And then to my surprise, she does not get emerging, but she gets dance content creator.
Yes,
and I think where the drama is. I think there's drama there. Because obviously, and I already saw a comment or two saying, but guys, you can't even last the one, so Maggie be bra. Whoa, come on, you left the last one, so.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's drama. I think there's drama there. I think also, Shaquan, where I see some drama, right?
Yeah.
Before I get now to my people that I'm like, yes, I'm happy that they won. I think where the drama for me also, Shaquan, is where was it? I had it right here. Is the drama by Timey. You see, now the thing is, in my analysis, right?
Which one, though? Timey was nominated for.
She was nominated for like five. She was the most nominated person on the night. And I was thinking to myself yesterday, Timey, your votes are going to be split.
Yeah.
So you have to decide which one category
do you want
the most.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because it's a voting awards, right?
Award, yeah.
It's not like judges.
Mm.
You have to focus on one or two, right? Not all five. It's impossible.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and she didn't get anything except for the special award now.
I want to understand the special award.
No, I think special recognition. Because the numbers used to do it as well, Mos. Where, really this person really was exceptional, ne? This person was really exceptional, ne? And we all look up to this person, ne?
Okay.
And this person is just like, wow, man.
Mm.
And I don't want to say deserve. Deserve is such a controversial word, especially for me in the last 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But this person should get some sort of recognition. So, come as here for them, it's more. Say, my kick, na timey, sorry. You didn't win anything, nah? But we see you, girl. You are our godmother of this thing. You are like the queen of content creation in this country. We know this.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody's going to fight you on this.
Absolutely.
There's your special award.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
Mm.
But you see, she was nominated 5 times, didn't get anything, bruh. That's the problem with getting a lot of nominations. That, and I think that's where the drama is made.
Because I think even your how do I say this, like your supporters,
yes,
wouldn't even really know what to actually vote for.
And it's a lot of money, Shaquan.
It's a lot of money.
You know what I mean? I mean, we sit there and say, vote for me. It's $3. I'm not so sure how much this awards were, but it's $3, mm-hmm. right? So it's $3. Obviously, you don't want to just vote like once, you know what I mean? It's your favorite, so you're going to vote 10 times. But damn it, now it's 5 categories.
Yeah.
Times that by 5.
Mm.
No, it's
many
bro.
Dollars.
Ah, yes. I mean, I love you, but I don't love you that much.
Yeah.
But what do you mean?
Here's the thing, partner. Remember when we had a conversation with KP on Friday?
Yeah.
KP mentioned something.
Mm.
And he said that the people who have the numbers are not even campaigning.
Huh? Mm.
And I picked it up myself.
Mm.
Right.
So for people that I feel, I'm happy that they won.
Yeah.
I'm really happy that they won.
Yes.
The Ahu Mips.
Yes. Sorry.
The two influencers.
Yes.
And I'm really from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
I'm really, really happy with Miss Bunny getting the content.
Oh yeah. The foodie. Of the year.
I'm at my happiest.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. There's that's the way I can stay quiet now.
Yeah.
Shaquan, what are the categories for you that stood out for you?
For me, definitely has to be Bunny as well. Mm. Foodie content creator.
Yeah.
Only because I've also, you know, been supportive and had the pleasure of seeing Bunny build a brand from ground up.
Mm.
So she and Camila, they were both nominated for the award, right?
So either or would be
either
nice
or
for
me would have been great for me. Apart from the fact that Camila is my birthday twin, she's a very hardworking woman, very very hardworking, and she and Bunny collaborate quite a lot as well. And it's always really beautiful to see when you see people in the same space collaborating and cheering each other on.
Yeah.
And I say this because even when they were nominated, right, Bunny tagged Camila and says, "Let's get it, sis."
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's all love around. So I'm very happy for Bunny personally.
Hmm.
I would have to say that I'm very, very, very happy for Blink.
Mm.
Your point taken into consideration also. But I'm so happy for Blink because I absolutely love Blink. Just how Blink came, I don't want to say out of nowhere, but kind of out of nowhere. And she took up space so quickly and so fast. And she has really invested in her craft, right?
And she's been consistent.
She's been very, very consistent. There's not a challenge that Blink has not done.
Mm.
And, you know, that's what her market. They must love that. Do you know what I mean? For me, I would have to I don't want to say disappointed, man, but the Mengelas are doing a lot of work.
I also felt a bit, the Mengelas are doing the work.
Yeah. They're putting in the work. Okay, so I mean, honestly, being nominated and being recognized is a big deal. So next time we try a little bit harder. Okay, we're gonna vote a little bit more.
Hmm.
And then I would have to say, partner, fashion and lifestyle.
Oh yes,
creator.
Yes.
Say who for me? What happened there?
Yeah. You know what? Because the thing is, my thing is. Fashion lifestyle, Maria. That was what I was saying.
Yes, yes.
Right? In terms of a category that she needs to win.
Yeah.
Maria.
Mm.
And then Kendaya ends up winning. So, and I'm like, I'm going to ask Shikwan about Kendaya. I don't know her. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, Kendaya.
In terms of the category, fashion and lifestyle.
Oof.
You see. Oh, I love awards.
So Kendaya, cutie, I adore her craft.
Yeah.
Okay. She's a DJ.
Oh, she's a DJ.
Yeah, she DJs. She spins. And also Kendaya is, you know that video of Ilapa?
Mm.
Nana, she's the main girl.
Ilapa, that he shot at the coast.
She's the main cutie in the video, right?
Oh, okay.
But I know her as a DJ.
Uh-huh.
So now for this category where we had Maria Nepem, Maria Amunyela. Please guys, let's not disrespect Maria.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Maria Amunyela.
Amunyela's,
And then we had Roberto Schultz.
Yeah. The Roberto Schultz is also a bit weird for me. I'm not going to lie.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Like, is he not, is Roberto not like a designer or like a, what do you call it? But Roger Hood the Magman.
Because the thing is,
the category that he was nominated in says, it says visual art content creator. And I was saying the fight is between Dako, the guy who we spoke to, Dako Ngipandulwa. Him and Hage.
And Hage, yes.
Because I mean, visual arts.
Yes.
So I don't know. I don't understand
Roberto that
being there.
Me neither.
Okay.
Because he won that category,
right?
He won it. And when it comes to fashion and lifestyle, Amunyela and Schultz. The content that I see that speaks to fashion.
Yeah.
And lifestyle. Because the thing is also, mind you, with Roberto Ney being, you know, the man behind, you know, the great dresses and so forth, Ney, that man has an eye for his content.
Mm.
And he can have the weddings that he's had in Limpopo and all of those things, like the content that comes out of moments like that. We already know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Partner, before I, because there's a lot to unpack here. Say, talk for me, Dapa, song of the year.
You know what? Hold that thought, Shikwan.
Because we're not done.
We'll get back to it. There's a lot of categories. There's still a lot that we. You know what? Share in also. It's not just a 061-083-0001-029. Send us a voice note. Tell us what you think.
Mm.
Doing the sensible thing isn't always.
Yeah.
It's Bienemann on Namibia's Heart and Soul with Maya, Girls Them Sugar.
Yay.
One of the fresh veteran songs, I promise you.
Oh, no, definitely.
It's 9:44 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. We're still continuing our debate, our banter, our fight here about, you know, the DSTV Content Creator Awards that took place over the weekend. You left me with a thought, Shikwan. You left with Song of the Year.
Yeah, Song of the Year, yeah.
Okay. I was saying this. This was my analysis, right? I was saying, Dorado is a huge song.
Yeah, yeah.
But did it have a bigger impact than Jehovah? Did it have a bigger impact than Jehovah? And also, did it have the crossover appeal that Jehovah has? Shikwan, Jehovah is sang from Junior Freshies,
yeah,
all the way up until Memes and Tatis.
Yeah.
Dorada's a fantastic song.
It's a fantastic song, yes.
But Dorada does not necessarily appeal like that, though,
across the board.
Across the board, the way Jehovah does. So, yeah. And I was thinking, okay, because Jehovah appeals across the board like that, maybe the votes will roll in for Jehovah.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it was not the case.
I guess it wasn't the case. All I'm going to say is, 100% agree. Like, you know, the song of Miss Gideon, eh? That song, even today, till today, gives me goosebumps. It was like, how do I say this? It's like when you're trying to teach your baby sister, you know what? Like, if you're having a bad day, but it's not a bad life. How about you write a letter to God and tell him how you feel? It's like, it had that. I don't even know if I'm making sense right now, but that song really touched me. I love Jehovah. I still listen to it today in my own space, you know. Yes, Dorado Vuyo. And also a friend of mine was saying as a friend of mine was saying on Instagram yesterday, she's like, today is the day that I found out that this, the song of this name, is not Shiwe Shiwe.
That's funny. That's
I swear. So come on. I thought the song's name was Shiwe Shiwe. I was like, no, babe. But oh, I think it's also because it's Vuyo season.
Oh man, it's his season. It really is. I mean, the man is having one man shows. The man is performing everywhere in this country.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, yes, it's his season. He's got the right trajectory right now. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So yes, it is a big song, partner. There's a message to leave for you.
Okay, no, I'll check it. Yeah.
Anyway, so it's a big song, but for me, just, I don't know, Miss G, man.
Yeah, I'll wait.
Miss G. Okay, cool. What other category do we have?
So, I want to look at fitness. Okay? Again, in my analysis with fitness, right? If you're saying fitness content creator.
Yes.
Right? And if I'm going to sit there and I'm going to debate in a committee, right? In terms of either nominating someone, or I'm just sitting at a bar, or I'm sitting at the car wash, and you're asking me fitness content creator, I'm going to say it has to be people that actually does the work. It's not on yourself. On yourself, obviously, yeah. But like that changes lives with your fitness.
The
fitness work that you do.
Yes.
And the person that I see changing lives, being changing lives.
Come on.
Transforming bodies. Honestly speaking.
Yeah.
No disrespect to my queen, Maria.
Yeah, no, we love Miss Amunyela.
Is Lee Neshila.
Yes.
You understand, like, from maybe it's because of the lack of not knowing who's the other girl that you mentioned,
Michelle,
right?
Yeah,
in the category as well. Okay, great, but Lee Neshila, bro.
I think it's also because Lee has put in the work. Lee, he's not new to this,
but you see, that's the thing, right?
Yeah,
does Maria, the question is, does Maria change people's lives with the fitness that she does?
Oh, I don't know,
you see what I mean. Maybe she has private clients, we don't know.
Oh.
Right? But with Lee and with the Michelle girl that's also arguably close to it, it's like it's there for you to see. That's the result. I changed 20, 50 people's lives the last 2-3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just happened to record it while doing it.
While doing it,
so
yeah,
that's
yeah.
why I feel that is a huge debate there. That's a huge debate there. That is worth a debate. That's worth a nice fight. And early on, like I said in the beginning,
yeah.
I love this debate.
Yeah, yeah,
so
absolutely.
That I think that's where the drama is also by fitness content creator.
Mm-mm.
I feel Lee should have taken that one.
Yeah.
But hey, it's a voting system. Was Koma Star.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
People are voting.
People are voting.
Yebo.
People voted.
Partner, I want to bring your attention to emerging travel and tourism.
Yeah,
creator.
No, you see, that's the one where I'm a bit clueless there. Yeah. Talk to me about that one.
Okay, so we have Felicia Gustavo.
Yeah.
Who absolutely 110 and 20 and 25 deserved it.
Okay. Oh, the Gustavo what?
Felicia Gustavo.
And that's the person that won.
She's the one that
she's
won.
The one. Okay,
she did 125, 250, I don't know what I'm saying, percent.
Yeah.
She deserved it.
Okay.
Because this hun, listen, here's the thing, right, partner? A lot of the times it's easy for us to, you know, sleep on people that we are not familiar with. Because when we go on socials,
yes.
people almost don't have numbers.
Yes.
And we must just want to be associated and affiliated with people who have numbers.
Yes, it's true.
Felicia deserved that award. And I'm not saying this to take away from all the other people that were nominated for it, but I'm just saying that that win for her.
Yeah.
Warmed my heart because I know the work that she does.
Mm.
I would have to also give it up for Kevin Perestrello. King
also in the category,
the same category.
Okay, yeah, I've heard
emerging.
That
I don't know. Kevin is definitely not emerging.
Oh wait,
being added.
That's what I'm saying.
Kevin,
emerging.
Yeah, Kevin is David Penda.
Oh, that level.
He's David Penda. Like Kevin Perestrello was David Penda 7 years ago. I'm not lying to you.
Dude. So what? So what's how,
yes,
so
exactly.
how did he end up
no,
emerging?
No, emerging definitely not.
Ah,
this guy, Kevin, has been at it, man. Even when we're still trying to figure out proper aesthetics and hooters for Instagram, Kevin was on it. He's been on it.
Okay.
So King, I see you. You know that I've always appreciated his work because he's that person.
Hmm.
Who else stood out for you?
Okay. So for me, right? Just to like. I don't know, man. Maybe this is going to cause controversy. It's breakfast show, dude.
Yeah.
For me personally, looking in my analysis now, there's a question mark with both awards that Martin Bombili won.
Which awards were those?
He won
comedy. Oh, yes. Comment creator.
He won comedy content creator.
Yeah.
Okay. Over a fabulous Muki. Akhara Bogeshab, you know, he's still pushing not on that level yet,
but I love him.
But he won it over Agogo and Fabulous Muki. Some can argue, okay, Agogo's not necessarily comedy. You know, it's just a Kasi Auti expressing himself, and it's my biggest stoat.
Yes.
But others find it funny.
Yeah.
All right, cool, no problem.
Agogo, brave, I see him, I'll just run.
So on a real though, I genuinely thought that Muki was going to take this one.
Was
going to
take it, same. Oh, Muki.
Because again, I asked the same question again.
Yeah.
Like in my analysis, all right? This category itself. It's not the where's the traditional one? Where's the traditional one? What is it called again? It's the best... Traditional cultural content creator of the year. You see? It's not the best traditional content creator. I feel Martin would have been best suited by the traditional cultural content creator.
Oh, yes.
You see?
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay, if you're saying this category means it's someone that appeals to everyone. Who's got more appeal across the board in society?
Muki.
Muki, bro.
Muki.
Muki.
Yeah.
So,
oh, Muki.
I mean, and don't get me wrong, perhaps Martin's stuff really slaps for a certain group of people.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's definitely not across all boards.
All boards, yeah.
Compared to Mookie's content.
I don't understand half of it. Like, genuinely, I don't.
You know, so that's my question mark. And also the second category that he won, Content Creator of the Year. Ha! He won this over Cheryl K. And Taimi Nanyango. I don't know the dude. I don't know the Ruben Namibia. You know, maybe really Ruben Namibia is maybe really like Ruben Namibia in his circle. He's also Khefarlek. But
he's the guy.
But he beat Cheryl K. And from what I know, from the little that I know,
yeah,
Cheryl K is also your brah, like top three of this thing, you know, in terms of OGs of doing this thing with content creation. Like, come on, you cannot ignore Cheryl K's name in terms of content creation and OG. Shekwan, even me.
Okay.
Who's not really into these things?
Yeah, yeah.
Cheryl K's name. it pops up in my circles, bruh.
Oho.
So I'm just like, so there's my question mark. Those are my two question marks over both awards that Martin won.
Okay.
So, but again,
yeah.
Votes,
yes. So Ruben Namibia, I'm coming to you as a queen that's uninformed.
Okay, all right. Okay,
I'm very uninformed about you. I did actually go through your profile. And he loves the Animals Killer.
Oh, What's this? National Geographic type of content?
Yes, uh-huh. That type of content. Like, I feel like this guy deserves like his own show on TV and just following him around the country. So cute. Ruben, I genuinely didn't know, but now I know. And then we also had, obviously, Tami Nunyango. Goes without saying.
You see, and that was also the thing. Again, going back to my theory of her votes were so split.
Five categories, yeah. Yes. It was easy for the fan or the supporter, if you will, to get a little bit confused, as in like, sis, which one do you actually want? But not even that. They themselves, as nominees, did they even really know what they wanted more?
You see, and
like,
why do I put my energy on? And that's where my analysis came in with Blink.
Yeah.
Right? Blink nominated in four categories.
Yes.
And then Blink, you see, that's why I believe in it. Every person or every content or every entertainer needs someone that can advise them strategically like that. Where earlier on when I said, okay, Blink, listen, you're in four categories. The other three categories is a flop story, Miguel.
Yeah. Let's focus on this one.
Let's put our energy on this one realistically. What's going to win?
So I think maybe that is a strategy for anyone who's nominated.
Someone should have told that to Tiny.
Next year.
Someone in a circle should have advised her that. Because the thing is, I was checking her stuff. Save us me, Bruce. She was promoting all the codes.
Yeah.
I sometimes even me, oh, the five codes.
Yeah.
I hear me, bro.
Oh, time me. Times are tough, bruh. But we love you, girl.
Yeah.
We love you so, so much. But I would have to say, just in general, Nate.
Yeah.
Cheryl K. I'm actually surprised that Cheryl K didn't walk away with anything. Not gonna lie.
Because honestly speaking, that's the OG of this thing.
Okay, maybe not OG. Calm down.
Ah, come on. How long has Cheryl K been doing this thing, Shekwan?
It's been a while, Moz. Please relax.
Is she in the 10-year category?
Yeah.
Ah, yes, that's an OG. 10 years in this small industry of ours. If you hit the decade club in the small industry of ours.
Yeah, yeah.
You must, for our little standards,
yes,
you must consider it an OG club, bruv. 10 years consistently doing something. People are very inconsistent, Shekwan.
It's really not OG. Like, no, I'm not taking anything away.
From her.
I'm not taking anything away from her. She's disputing the OG tech. She's a powerful brand.
Okay.
Because the thing is, like, also, I can promise you right now, Ne, when they're sitting in boardrooms, corporate, sitting in boardrooms, have a campaign coming up, we want it to reach who, this is the profile, whatever it is, Ne, they're looking at Cheryl K. Her name pops up all the time, right? But yeah, that's where you're losing me with OG.
Okay.
Personally, I'm so surprised that she didn't win anything, because she's also that one person, like, if you're asking about influencers or whatever it is, even the term of influencing coming up in Namibia,
yeah,
she's right there. You know what I mean? But very happy for the winners.
Okay.
I'm done talking.
One last thing. There is a controversy that's happening right now on Twitter, and we have to verify this by all means. There's a big question mark over the photographer of the year category. There's some allegations that have been leveled against the winner. We will have to see whether official media reports will perhaps investigate this and pick up the story and give us more clarity. But there's a huge question mark there. I'm guessing maybe even DStv sitting there and debating the issue. But that's from what I've observed. But anyways, congratulations once again, first of its kind in Namibia.
Well done to the team.
I love it, man. I love awards.
Absolutely.
I love this. I love.
Yeah.
Osmutsua sitting in stream and I'm saying, yeah, you know, but my favorite.
But
you also. Yeah, but like this thing. I love it.
And I think what I also love about the awards partner, great platform, first of its kind. We know we're going to go only bigger from here. But the content creator workshop that they hosted, that was a major investment.
That was brilliant.
That was a major investment. So well done to the team. Genuinely, man, I'm pretty sure that your phones are off now. Also, you're just resting. But us, we are very happy for you.
All right, cool. Check out Minute to Pounce. We'll be back tomorrow. It's been a dramatic Monday.
Yes.
Don't be like Shifeni. Maybe also don't NSK this thing. be like Shikwan, very courteous and all the hute.
I try sometimes.
Remember to always be the best,
happiest,
healthiest
version of yourself.
Until the next one, we say GMTM.
From Shikwan to you, it is Huzozo Moya. Are you playing
Shikwan in NSK on 102.9?